T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Tigers win opening day yesterday, 3-2 over the Cleveland Indians. Whenever Tigers start to play, we always like to check in periodically throughout the season with one of the all-time favorites, not just here in Detroit, but with us as well. He is the former Tiger. He is Jim Leland. How you doing, Jim?
Hey, Sony, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. This is kind of weird for me because my co-host won a national championship playing football at the University of Michigan in 1997. And when you were managing the Marlins, you won the World Series in 1997. So I have two guys here who won good championships year. In the same year. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Congratulations.
Same to you as well, Coach.
See, the football guys, they'll always call managers coach, no matter what.
Skip, manager, whatever.
That never bothered me when people call me coach. A lot of people did, but most people call you skipper. But some managers got offended by that when they called him coach. That never really bothered me. That's basically what we are.
Yeah, that's true. And not much offends you either, which is always one of the great traits I possess. I do want to ask you. I know you're in Florida, where the weather is a hell of a lot warmer. Did you go inside and watch opening day through the snow of Detroit yesterday?
Yeah, I went over to Gene Lamont's house and watched most of it because I don't get it on this TV down here. So I'm headed back to Pittsburgh here shortly. I just came from spring training, actually. I left the day before the club did. So I got to see him all spring and, I had a good time. AJ ran a very, very good camp, very detailed, very organized, and I think set a good tone for the ball club. So, I'm looking for much better things this year from the Tigers.
Wait, was it a kick for you to see Miggy hit the home run through the snow and then him sliding because he didn't know it was a home run?
Yeah, it was a little freaky, but that's Miggy, you know. And you couldn't really tell either on the television. It was hard to see. You know, there was so much white coming down that you could hardly see. But when they slowed it way down, you could see that it was definitely over the fence.
There's still so much for us to learn about A.J. Hinch. And you mentioned that in spring training he set a good tone. Just your expectations for him, and when you mention he sets a good tone, I'm excited about him being here. I think that yesterday we got a chance to see his aggressiveness as a manager. What do you see from him and your expectations of him in the tone that he set?
Well, first of all, I got to thank him very much because he made me feel more than welcome. He was so respectful to me, and I talked to him. I stayed out of his hair, but I talked to him from time to time. We'd have some discussions, and he was more than cordial, so which I very much appreciated. But he's got it figured out. I think he made a good move early on in the wintertime prior to spring training when he said that he was going to play Miggy at first base. I think that pumped Miggy up a little bit. I think it gave him a new light on the season, possibly. How much he's going to play there, I don't know, but I think that was a good move on his part. AJ's a very smart guy, and he figures things out. He deals with players straightforward, head up, no BS. You know, he tells them the way he believes that it is, and what they got to do to get better, and you know, things of that nature. So, I think it's going to be a good fit for AJ Hinch, and I think it's going to be a very, very good fit for the Tigers. His coaching staff is. They're like guardies. They all work hard. Don't get me wrong. We all work on cutoffs and relays and rundowns and pickoffs, and nobody really does anything different. But I think they've put a little bit of a new attitude in. Plus, they added some more players. I mean, Ramos has got some power. Mazzara's got some power. You know, I mean, Al sprinkled in some nice touches there. I think Grossman's a really good fit because he's just a baseball player. He's a grinder. Tough guy. And I think that you know, you could just kind of tell that the attitude, the excitement, and then bringing up the young pitchers, we're starting to see some of the, you know, the progress from them. So I think, you know, things are looking up. I mean, we're not home free yet by any means, but I think the Tigers are going to play good baseball.
What did you see down there? And, of course, you're, you know, special assistant to general manager, and you're around spring training. With any of the young kids, I mean, Torkelson I know struggled, but that's at spring training. Riley Green really seemed to get a little better. What did you see from some of the young guys, maybe the positional players that we won't see for a couple of years yet?
Well, I thought Torkelson actually got better. I know he only had the one hit, and they had a big celebration when he got the one hit. You know, it was kind of fun. You know, but he really started to take better at bats toward the end of spring training, and he just missed some pitches. You can see that it's there. It's going to be there, and the power is going to be there. So I think, you know, he's really a good-looking prospect. Riley Green continued to make some progress. You know, didn't hit quite as well as he did last spring, I think. But, you know, he didn't play last year much. I mean, you know, none of these kids played. So Torkelson really hasn't played for a couple of years almost. I know he was at the site down there, but that's totally different. So, you know, and I think the Rule 5 kid was probably the surprise of camp, if mm-hmm. you want to know the truth. I mean, nobody knew what to expect. And, you know, you kept waiting for it to his youth to show up and his inexperience to show up. You know, and up to this point, it hasn't. Now, I mean, he's not going to come up there and tear it up. But, I mean, if there was ever a Rule 5 pick that deserved to actually make the opening day roster, he certainly did.
You mentioned Spencer Torkelson, Riley Green, some of those guys. What are your expectations, or what should we as fans expect when we start to hear little nuggets about what Spencer Torkelson is doing in the minors? What should we expect throughout the course of this year and look at as progress for him?
Well, I think, you know, you can kind of watch the statistics. I think that usually that seems to be what everybody's into today. But I think it's the progress I saw, I was really encouraged by it, because the progress I saw was early on he was a little bit overmatched. But later on in the spring, he kind of caught up with things, even though he wasn't getting any hits. But he was having much better swings. He was on the fastball better. And I think you just got to let those kids play. I mean, you just can't push them so fast when they really haven't played for quite a while. So I think you just have to take your time with them. But I think those are two guys that could really come fast. And I think that that's going to happen with both those guys.
Jim Leland joined us on the Stoney and Jansen program. You know, there was a talk a lot this offseason throughout baseball about how to pick up the pace of the game, or how to make the game more enjoyable from, you know, just home runs, walks, and strikeouts. And actually, one of the people that embraced analytics the most, Theo Epstein, kind of called himself out and says, we can't keep depending on analytics. We have to figure out new ways to make the game more entertaining. From your point of view, what needs to change, if anything, in baseball?
Well, I think you can make one simple change, and it would take care of a lot of problems. And it's not one of the changes that they're making. I think the biggest problem is that the hitters don't get in the box. When a guy hits a pop-up to the shortstop, in my opinion, the next hitter should be walking to home plate. What is he standing over there for with his donut on the bat, swinging the bat, waiting for his walk-up music? That's ridiculous. It's not the pitchers that slow the game down. It's the hitters. And we need to get the hitters in the box. And I think that would take care of a lot of issues if they would just do that. I mean, you know, there's no reason when a guy hits a grounder to short, something's going to happen. They're going to catch it, throw it to first. He's going to miss it, whatever. But the next hitter should be walking to home plate. I mean, he shouldn't be standing over the on-deck circle, fooling around with his batting gloves, fooling around with a donut on his bat, can't get it off the bat. Then they stand there and wait for their walk-up music. If they would just do that, that's one simple thing. You would be surprised at the pace of the game, how much faster it would go.
How do you stand on the shift? Do you think they should keep it the way it is or make some changes?
Well, this is what I think about that. I think we've been asking the wrong questions about the shift for the last two or three years, in my opinion. And this is just an opinion. I don't know if I'm right or wrong. This is what I believe. We always say, do you like the shift? Some people say yes. Some people say no. Then we say, does the shift work? Yes, in a lot of cases, the shift works. But those aren't the two questions we should be asking. I think what we should be asking is the shift good for baseball? And in my opinion, it's not. Some other opinions might say, yes, they think it is. But in my opinion, it's not good for the game. And I think that's the question that needs to be answered by owners, players, general managers, everybody involved in the game. They should sit down and talk about this and decide whether it's good for the game. And let the players have their say. Let the managers, let the general managers. And then decide whether the shift is good for the game and then go forward.
Last year, the Tigers only played 58 games. You know, we know all of the things that happened throughout the pandemic that affected baseball, but it was, for the young players, a year of development that was basically lost. For the veterans, maybe it was rest. I don't know, you know, how they will handle it. What do you see as the major repercussion of not having a full baseball season going into this year?
Well, I think it probably helps some of the veteran guys as far as, but they also can lose their skills real quick when they get older. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a catch-22. Plus, it definitely hurt the development of the young players. Yeah, players need to play. And they're talking about cutting down innings because of last year was short. And I'm not sure that I'm a big believer in that. I mean, they didn't play at all. They ought to be very well rested. Players are supposed to play. Pitchers are supposed to pitch. But I think that definitely but it hurt everybody. Everybody's in the same boat. It's not like one organization, their minor league players played and somebody else's didn't. But it definitely hurt the development of, like, Torkelson's. You know, he's drafted and didn't really play. I mean, you know, the Riley Greens and some of the better prospects from all organizations, it definitely set them back.
Did you learn how to Zoom during the pandemic, like all of us?
Well, my daughter had to set it up for me because I don't know anything about that technology stuff. But I did Zoom some because my daughter set it up for me. So, yes, I did do it. But if you asked me to Zoom you in 5 minutes on my phone, I would tell you you're out of your mind.
See, you would have liked that because all the press conferences were Zoom. You'd never have to see us in person.
No, I didn't mind that.
I know.
It wasn't so bad.
You doing good?
I'm doing great. I'm playing golf with my buddy Gene Lawant this morning and getting ready to go back to Pittsburgh for the summer and, you know, watch the Tiger games. Then I'm actually going to Toledo to the alternate site later on here in April. They play the Pirates 4 games before the AAA season starts, so I'm going to see those 4 games. And look at the guys at our alternate site. And then, you know, once the minor league season opens up, I'll be traveling back and forth some between Erie and Toledo.
How long till the Pirates and Tigers both are good? Boy, you talk about teams that are going nowhere, really, you know?
Well, you know, I think they are going somewhere. I think we're definitely moving in the right direction, but we got a ways to go. But I think we are definitely moving in the right direction. And I think we're going to get to the point where you'd be surprised. Once you get pretty decent, then the addition of a free agent or two, if they're the right ones, can really get you over the hump. And you can get better a little quicker than you used to.
All right. Jim, we're glad you're doing well. Love talking to you, as you know. And stay well. Hope the family's good. And we'll hopefully get to see you this summer when you're in town.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. That's Jim Leland, former manager of the Detroit Tigers, Zoom expert here on 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.